maybe that is not true. And I want to talk today about why it's so important to bring out some creativity in you. If you're a business person, you think that's probably not important. If you do something that's not creative in that world, you think, why do I need that? Well, maybe you do. Maybe it brings out other things that can help in business, that can help in your personality. And we're going to discuss that today with Whitney Freya. She has written a book called The Artist Within, A Guide to Becoming Creatively Fit. She has been featured on CBS News, Martha Stewart Radio, HGTV, among other things, talking about the artist within and why it's so important to us. I want to welcome Whitney Freya to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Shannon. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Why do we need to be creative? Why is it important?
Well, we have to unpack creativity. Creativity is not about, homemakers creating a centerpiece on the table. Creativity is about problem solving. Creativity is about looking into the future and anticipating future trends, future needs, what you want to step into in your life. So if you want anything different to happen moving forward, it is your artist within, your creative mental muscle that is going to want to be engaged and stimulated in order to do that. So it really is vital for everybody right now. I don't think there's anyone that is sitting back saying, oh, we'll just do it the way we did it last year. Right?
Well, that's true. But let's say you do have a business and you are a business person. You are not a creative type, or certainly doesn't mean much to you. What do? Do you sit down and draw a picture and then all of a sudden you feel very more, do you open a different side of your brain? Is that kind of it?
Well, exactly. So we know about neuroplasticity and about creating new neural pathways. So on a brain cranial level, what you're doing is you're developing new parts of your brain. You're sending energy to new areas that have not been stimulated. Creatively fit refers to the fact that our brain does respond like a set of muscles. So if you're not feeling creative, you probably haven't done much creative activity lately. You haven't thought of yourself as creative. When you hear the word creative, you think that doesn't apply to me. So the beautiful news is that doing anything creative physiologically creates those new neural pathways into that right hemisphere. And when you do one thing creative, it spills out and it's easier to grasp intuitive ideas. It's easier to solve problems based on the unknown rather than relying on the logical, rational, linear mind, which is most of our default, which is fine. The goal is to create a balance in the way you're thinking. So doing something different on a creative avenue is absolutely going to lead to new ideas and new innovative ways of doing business. Because if you're in business, you've got problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the nature
of business, right?
So you want to solve problems, which requires something new and different. Your logical mind is physiologically programmed to resist any and all change. Your right hemisphere is like, bring it. So the more you can stimulate, get into your right hemisphere by giving yourself a right hemisphere task, which, yes, can be as simple as doodling, and doing that regularly, right? You will... bit by bit, just like going to the gym regularly creates change in your physical body. When you do creative workouts, like I call them in my book, you will step by step increase the amount of energy going to the creative part of your brain. It's like paving new roads, widening lanes, and you're able to receive new ideas a lot easier than it is when you're tapped into the logical linear mind.
I love the idea that it brings out your intuition more, because that's what moves us forward, I think. I think when we get to that place that something seems right, that we move with it a little easier, all the doors open, things flow. And but to get to that point, can we do something as easy as maybe cooking, or do we have to sit down with an actual paper and pen or paints or something? Do we have to actually paint, or can we do other creative things, as I said, like cooking?
Sure. No, absolutely, you can do other creative things. At the bottom line, what you're doing is you're giving yourself a different activity from your normal routine. So if you cook all the time, then you'd want to do something different, right?
I see.
So you want to do something that's different from your routine, and you want to do something that brings you present. So that's why meditation is so popular and so widely recognized by research now as having innumerable benefits, both health-wise and in professional lives. So you want to do something different. You want to do something that brings you present. And here's the thing. Here's the reason why I focus on art making is because most people that I talk to over the last 19 years that I've been doing this are afraid of the blank canvas. They're afraid, oh, I can't even draw a straight line. My sister inherited all the creative genes. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even draw a stick figure. So there's a level of fear there. There's a resistance because their belief system, their experience up until now, has not told them that they are an artist who could hang their work in a gallery and make money for it. That's been, you know, that's been the method of discerning whether or not this is valuable activity. So because there's so much energy and belief around the fact that you are not creative, when you do something that is so obviously characterized as a creative act, like drawing or painting, your mind goes right to the point where you've been telling yourself you can't. And that I can't voice is not just impacting you in the art journal or on the canvas. It's the place where you limit yourself or get stuck. So I recommend the art making exactly because most of you are not doodling and painting during your work day mm-hmm. or your day at home. And it is attached to a performance anxiety, a level of belief around the only way art making is valuable is if you can make money at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the fact is that's a very modern story. That's not the way we have traditionally viewed art. So you can experience tremendous breakthroughs when you break through that belief.
Yeah, no, you know, I can understand that. I used to paint. I haven't in years. I used to set up a canvas. I wasn't very good at it, but I enjoyed it. You had a creative fitness center for many years. When people yeah. came to you, were they surprised at what they could do? Was there more, were they surprised at what happened, first off, that what they actually could create in artwork and maybe surprised them at also where it took them?
Yes, definitely. So because my whole intention from the beginning was to provide a place where people could spend time doing creative activities so mm-hmm. that when they went back out into the art that is their life, they could create change, I naturally created a very supportive, stimulating, safe environment for people. And I still do, you know, whether it's the online programs or my coaching training that I lead. And so it's not about the product, although we love creating a beautiful painting, but if you're worried about making something good, it's a lot harder, right?
Uh-huh, right.
So I teach people how to paint, for example, in layers. And the first layer is something that I used to let my kids do when they were toddlers. It's
uh-huh.
just literally, you know, doodling the paint all over the canvas. So the way I teach getting started is the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I have these amazing techniques that defy gravity and, you know, the rational mind. It's that I make it so easy.
Yeah.
And that way people can enter into the activity and let go of the fear. Your left brain cannot stay engaged when you're doing something as illogical and unproductive as doodling or painting. So your right brain has to step forward. That's when you become completely present, tapped into the part of you that believes everything's working out perfectly, that you live in a friendly universe, as Albert Einstein talked about.
Mm.
And from there, you can receive these intuitive ideas, you know, the ideas that are not dependent on your personal experience. And even the Harvard Research Journal has reported that if you are not learning to tap in to your intuition, you could be missing business opportunities.
Uh-huh.
So what I love about this is it's teaching people how to approach life and, quote unquote, figure things out multidimensionally, not just pulling on the ways we've learned, researching and, you know, Googling things, but mm-hmm. actually accessing that infinite part of your mind that is this huge satellite dish just waiting for you to hook it up.
So when we leave that kind of business linear thinking brain alone, we engage the creative side of us, the other one kind of finds a way to work in there, it sounds like, to
yeah.
pick up on the creativity and not go so linear. So it's kind of infusing it with something different. So therefore you get something different out of the result of your linear brain.
Exactly. So for those of you who are left brain, right, you have a left and a right hemisphere that are connected by a corpus callosum, which is like the superhighway between the two hemispheres.
Mm-hmm.
And they've discovered that in highly creative people, so people that have, you know, written a lot of books and patents and, you know, things like that, that their corpus callosum is thicker. And so any creative activity, any manifestation in your business, for example, is going to require a balanced, a cooperative effort between your left and your right hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
What happens too often is that the ideas that are given to you in those moments, you know, when you're mowing the lawn or doodling or cooking or gardening, your logical mind discounts because it can't latch onto a logical, rational counterpart in its file cabinet, its mental file cabinet. So we don't act on those things. So the trick these days is how to recognize those intuitive ideas, those creative ideas, and take enough action, right? Mm-hmm. Allow it to take seed, so to speak, you know, to root, and then discern whether or not this is something that you can pursue.
Uh-huh.
We're eliminating the options way too early. And so what happened when I opened my Creative Fitness Center, people came that had never painted before. It can take 15 to 20 minutes to get over that. It's really, really easy. And then exactly what we all intended is they would come back to me and be like, guess what I did? I've been meaning to do it forever. Mm-hmm. Right? So those things, we either have those things we've been meaning to do forever, or we have these new ideas that are coming that are just floating on by because we don't know what to do with them. And it's simply because we have not been taught to think intuitively, right? Mm-hmm. We're taught very specifically how to think logically, but not how to think intuitively.
Right.
And so it gets really exciting. People start doing different things because they're not afraid of the unknown. They've tapped into literally physiologically stimulated or created new neural pathways in the brain that thrive on change and the unknown. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, they're able to dance between the two, the logical mind and the intuitive mind, to make things happen.
Mm.
So you're right. It is about a balance and a synergy. It's just that we've been a little out of balance.
Yeah. I see why your book is so successful and your program is so successful, because you're really tapping into something that we all need, and it's easy, it's fun, and the rewards are wonderful. Now, when somebody gets your book, The Artist Within, A Guide to Becoming Creatively Fit, there's exercises in here. They can do them on their own. They can contact you, I guess, through a website and have you work with them. But certainly you can pick up the book and do it on your own, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it starts out really simple, just like if you were coming to me to train you to run a marathon,
mm-hmm.
and you hadn't run in 5 years, we would understand that you would need to start with, you know, walking, you know, just running a mile. So the first exercises in the book are something that you could do on the back of printer paper that you don't need, you know, with a ballpoint pen. And then we get into color in an art journal. And then we get to the canvas.
Mm. Okay.
So we get you creatively fit. And it's a process. And it's a blast. And it's relaxing.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. This is a wonderful book. I'm not giving this to anyone. I'm going to use it and bring out my artist within. I honestly see why it works and why you're very successful at what you're doing. It's a terrific book. It's a terrific program. And I highly suggest everyone do it. It's really wonderful. The book is the